darkness falls across our webcam. The midnight hour is close in Durham. Creatures crawl to give advice, to terrorize y'all for a low price. And whosoever shall listen for free, without the soul for donating Patreon money, must stand and face the Redditors of hell and rot inside a podcast fan's shell. The phallus stench is in the recording studio air, the funk of 40,000 beers, and grisly ghouls from this podcast are looking at your comments and feeling harassed. And though you fight to finish the episode, your ears can no longer abide, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the nonsense qualified. My name's Brandon.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Jake.
Ooh, good timing.
And this is Qualified Nonsense.
Oh, ooh! Oh, spooky. Timing. Spooky spiders.
Oh, I don't want to play it again.
Take two.
Oh, that was a nice little intro. Did you write that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just took the Vincent Price part from Thriller and then
still added the
dressed it up to meet our needs.
I mean, it was nice. Our needs are met.
Super creative. Well done. Well.
Oh, happy, yeah, so happy Halloween. Happy Halloween this week, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, if you're listening to this when it comes out, then yeah, Halloween should be this week. If you're listening to it whenever, I mean, Halloween will be coming up at some point. So,
well, also, if you listen to this when it's released, you know, it's Halloween's only 5 days away. So,
what's the most scared you've been? Not in like a Halloween like situation, just like. Actually, you know what? No, scratch that. Halloween-like situation, most scared. Like, either in a haunted house or like...
I distinctly remember mine. It was my aunt and uncle, who are unfortunately both passed away now. They lived across the street from a grade school. And there was that one house that we would always go to. And it was like that... It was... what's it called? The guys from Christmas Vacation. Why am I having a stroke on their lap? The Griswolds. Jeez Louise. They were like the Griswolds for Halloween. And it was that one guy that always sat in the porch, had the bowl in his hand. And every fucking year, you know, it's the same. But nope. Still gets you. Is that one house. That's the most I think I've ever been.
Jump scares are wild. You can't recreate the feeling, like the physiological effect of jump scares. It just like, and even like the ones that you know are coming that still get you so infuriating.
Yeah, like that one house. I mean, we did that house so many years in a row, and I was like, I know there's a guy out here. Nope, got me. What about you, Ray?
Yeah, like if you are like years. walking through a haunted house and you know something's gonna jump out at you, and it's you know, you're just anticipating it, and you know, when it happens, it still scares the shit out of you.
I remember, do you guys remember when we were growing up, the Good Shepherd Church that was like between Sandy and Gresham? Actually, yeah. Between Boring and Gresham.
They used to do a youth group there.
Well, they used to do a haunted house out there that I know scared a lot of people. And it was like, they would make cardboard boxes that you crawl through, and they lined them all with plastic, and they would kind of like put hands in there.
Yeah, I remember going to that, but they called it their Harvest Fest because they didn't want to call it a Halloween thing.
Exactly.
But they still had like a guy with a chainsaw or whatever and stuff like
that. They still... I mean,
you're doing the same Halloween stuff, just not calling it Halloween. Like,
it's like the soaking for Christians. You know?
Mormons, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, it's Harvest Fest. We're going to dress in costumes and carve pumpkins and eat candy.
crawl through this box with Jell-O in it.
We're going to pretend to murder you.
I just remember a lot of people saying it was pretty scary. And as somebody that also grew up in the church, I felt it was pretty ironic to be like, the scariest thing I've ever had was at church. And I was like, well, me too, man. Me too.
Yeah, I remember because I went with a friend. And yeah, I remember going through it and like crawling through cardboard boxes and stuff.
Yeah, it seemed like they spent a lot of time on this. And I was like, you guys understand how ironic it is that you're really putting a lot of time and effort into this, right? But I mean, make your paper, boo.
But not calling it Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best part. That's the most sort of brazen act.
No, the best part is they never paid taxes on all the tickets they sold. That's the best part.
So actually, that brings up a good question. Do people who work for the church have to pay income tax?
Yes.
They must, right?
Yeah, they still get a W-2. The entity does not have to pay taxes. You, the individual, have to pay taxes. So that's even more of a gotcha.
Motherfuckers.
They should pay you whatever the tax interest rate is above your salary range, since they're not actually having to pay on you.
I guess it depends on the church. I was going to say, do like church positions pay well? But it probably depends on the size and all that.
Yeah. Look at the full benefits package.
You got to go back a couple of negotiation rounds with them. So, all right, this is Halloween. We in this household, my wife just found that Blu-rays were on sale on Amazon. So we got a bunch of Blu-rays. And I got to say, you know, Brandon, I know you're a fan of this. And I know we all, I think deep down we know it to be true, but like Blu-ray looks so much better than anything you could ever stream. So if you have the ability to watch physical media, you absolutely 100% should.
I haven't watched physical media in I don't even know how long.
Do you have a Blu-ray player?
Yeah.
Do you have a Blu?
It's in that closet up in the shelf.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. If you've had a break from it, so we actually started with watching two movies in 3D. The best one I've ever seen in 3D, Pacific Rim. The 3D is amazing. And then the second one, Pacific we just watched Rim the
also 3D.
Just gets you in the whoa. It really sits you back in your seat.
Like lean forward so far you fall out of the chair.
But then we watched The Avengers. Also really good. Like, it was shot purposefully for that. But after that, we don't
know. The Sean Connery 1997 movie, The Avengers.
Yeah.
Yes. Thurman.
But we started watching a Halloween movie that was also on sale, The Mummy Trilogy. I remember as a kid thinking that, sure, that movie had some parts that could be kind of like, meh. And then it was mostly silly, like Brendan Fraser kind of silly, because he was in it. As it turns out, it is not great for kids, because we thought our kids could handle spooky. It.
Jesus, they no.
They couldn't.
Yeah, like there's like scarabs going under people's skin. And
the
like,
bugs go up into his chest and his brain. We made it past that. And then we got to the point where the mummy came out and he was like eating people's eyes and tongues. And we're like, okay, this is probably the spot to stop. One of our children slept with us that night.
Oh my gosh. I mean I know like the sequels are like diminishing quality, but the first one's a lot of fun.
I just remember it being much sillier than it was just the other night. It was not silly.
I may have already mentioned this in a previous episode, but we recently watched Pirates of the Caribbean with the boys. Did I tell you guys that?
No.
No. Yeah. That's a long one too.
It's a long movie. And it's also like, we were like, oh, it's like, you know, Johnny Depp is like silly Jack Sparrow. And like, you know, there's some fun action scenes, but like, that'd be okay for kids.
There's a dead monkey and stuff.
And the kids did an okay job, but it's less about the Walking Dead people, like the Walking Dead, you know, like the skeletons and the cursed people, but they kill just a ton of people in that movie. Like,
there's a lot of stabbings, right? People get run through with swords and
like a lot of that. And then like at the very beginning, there's like hanging skeletons where he like sort of salutes them as he rides in.
Yeah.
And even though that's like a funny scene and as sort of an epic music while his boat sinks, he's still like commemorating like dead, like fallen pirates. And my oldest was kept going like, well, now who's the good guy? I'm like, well, it's that pirate kind of, And then he like does some shady stuff like right at the beginning, and he's like, "Wait, but is he the good guy?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's a really complicated question. It's not really cut and dry, bud."
Just like showing your kid a Western. Well,
morality is very difficult. Like people do have a choice. People aren't all good or all evil.
Let me tell you something, son.
You can make a choice right now. Do you want to choose violence or?
I get stuck in that a lot. My kids have a lot of questions, and I love answering them. And I try my very hardest not to say like just because I think that, you know, I think if they have the energy to ask the questions, even though sometimes it can be obnoxious and time consuming, I think it's really, really worthwhile to answer them. But so often, like thinking back to when I was a kid, it would be like a very cut and dry sort of like yes or no, black and white answer. And I have not figured out a way to navigate that well. So I'm always like, well, that's a funny question because, and I give them like a whole backstory, and like most of the time they don't ask anymore because they're like, oh God, he's going to start talking again. But man,
I figured out a good one. It was like, go to your room. and then they do.
Go to your room. Hey dad,
leave me alone.
Go to your room.
This dinner isn't going to make itself. Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You guys got smartphones, right? Look it up. Pirates of the Caribbean has the score is by Matt's boy Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, I'm going to see him.
Wait, is it really? I didn't realize that.
Dude,
that's why it's so fucking good.
The man has done he did Kung Fu Panda, he did The Last Samurai, he did Interstellar, he did Lion King. He did, you know, like the dude has.
Did he do the Christopher Nolan Batman movies?
Yep.
Yeah, that was good.
I'll tell you, you want a good night, get a good pair of headphones, like a good pair of headphones. If you partake in substances, have some, and then like go lay down and just turn it on a night sky and listen to Hans Zimmer. Oh man. You wake up the next morning.
Have you done LSD? I feel like you're a good LSD candidate.
No,
I've heard from the people that I've talked to that I know they kind of scare
me
too.
If you're a good candidate,
is my heart healthy enough?
Everybody I've talked to, they're like, it'll change the way you see the world and move through the world. And
I know a lot of individuals that have used that and acid and like mushrooms for like resetting their mind.
Right.
If you will. Like,
yeah, I've heard that too.
Like, oh, I want to stop drinking, you know, as much, or I just like, I'm having some emotional, I'm trying to get over my father's death or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like the psychedelics is where it's at for that.
Yeah. I've heard that also in people making like very positive, like if you use it, once or a small amount of time that it has like lasting positive effects on the way in which you take care of yourself and take care of others and move through the world. I'm sure it's not all roses and whatever, but
hey honey, I'm gonna block off 12 hours in our calendar coping with my trauma.
Speaking of blocking off 12 hours,
I could do ayahuasca,
go golfing. Do you guys golf at all?
No,
only miniature.
Yeah, the same. Golfing, if you golf 18 holes, that's like most of a day.
Correct.
And I know people who golf not a small amount. I'm like, you're on the weekends, you're never home. Ever. And it's shocking to me because a lot of these people are parents. And I'm like, that seems
starting to understand. But still, at the same time, I'm with you. I feel like it's one of those, just go say you're going to sit at a bar and then you don't have to buy clubs, you know?
Right. I'm good. I think the...
I've only gone golfing twice and I enjoyed it. And it would be something that I would be interested in doing again. But like, I don't really know. I would probably have to take a lesson. And then you get into like, you know, buying clubs and then
you know, all the stuff.
And it's also not inexpensive, right? It's just to get a tea time is at most places is you either need to be a member or you need to pay out the nose.
Yeah.
Or both. Yeah.
Well, and if you go with somebody who does play, like, you're going to be pretty bad at it and probably slow them down and they're not going to have a very good time.
Oh, they'll have a good time with their buds.
This is all pretty spooky talk.
Yeah.
Well,
for our Halloween episode.
Should we take a candy?
Golf prices.
Take a candy break and come back for some questions.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let's do it. Be right back.
Hey, gang. This is Jake from the pod. Happy Halloween and the beginning of this holiday season. We hope that everyone is out crunching through leaves and enjoying the cooler weather October has brought us. I wanted to drop in and let you know that Qualified Nonsense will be wrapping up our Season 2 with a live stream show on November 17th. We're not sure what seasons mean in this podcast land, but we'll be taking December to relax and spend some time with family and friends. But don't worry, we'll be back, fresh as aged cheddar come January. Keep in touch with us via our socials in the meantime, and look for some more info on that November 17th show, as well as for our Season 3 kickoff in January. Stay safe out there, have fun, and say hi to your mom for me.
And welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials. Now's the time on the show where we take on Reddit's most spookiest queries by finding the top trending questions and answering them here. first one. The first question comes
that
from
was like that was like a stubbing toe.
I was trying to sound like the Trump, like the moaning Myrtle Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just get that one ready, Brandon.
This one.
Well, thinking about that as in like that's your scared response, like someone jump scares you and that's your oh man.
This comes to us from No Stupid Questions, username 12345 burrito. They ask, older people of Reddit, has Halloween changed at all over time? I kind of wonder if Halloween seems any different now in recent times. Has it changed at all? Does it feel any different, like with types of popular costumes, shows or movies, music, customs slash habits, aesthetic slash vibe, etc.? Like, for example, I heard it used to be more popular back then for kids to use a pillowcase as a trick-or-treat bag.
Yeah. I mean, I used to use one. Are we old people now? I fucking used a pillowcase. Oh.
Yeah.
That's what our podcast is all about now, Matt. Yes, oh. We're old now.
Yeah, anyway, missed that memo.
Let me tell you about how it used to be.
Yeah. I do think that the decorations have gotten larger. Like
they've gotten more obnoxious.
Yeah, now that like Home Depot skeleton yard inflatable like, things are more affordable and
they're giant.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to movies, I feel like a lot more teens used to be murdered on this night. Yeah. But
I actually think that is a statistic that I've heard is that it's something like the number of children killed like triples on Halloween. But I think that could be just because there's kids in the street and stuff like that.
Yeah, more kids but, out at night.
Yeah. Not to bring it down, but
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Oh, did you guys see that? Speaking of which, did you see that movie that I think just came out about those kids from a single classroom running away, like all in one night?
Weapons.
That's the one.
Yeah, Brandon, yes, you said you didn't like that one.
Yeah, it was okay.
I actually texted Brandon about it. I was like, man, this looks really cool and weird. And he's like, yeah, it was fine. It's like, shit.
I mean, a lot of people like it, and it might have been built up too much for me, because I like when the reveal of what the thing is happens, it's like, oh, that's it, like, okay.
To be fair, the hype for me was a month after it came out. The trailer came up on YouTube for me, so I was like, oh shit.
It also might be a more impactful movie if you have children, because it's about like a town of, you know, whose kids have gone missing in the middle of the night. And
no, that sounds great. Like impactful or happy?
Answers.
I wouldn't want answers. I'd just be like, "Ooh, what? Your kids are gone too? Are your kids gone? Sweet. Well, it's not just me.
Wait, so they all win?
So everybody's gone? Ain't nobody gonna say anything? All right, let's
cocktail
go.
Cocktail hour at my house.
Sorry, did you have a point about it, Jake? Or
I just wasn't sure. I like how oh, I sorry, just Jake, said did that you have a point? Recently came out.
Well, no,
clearly
I
didn't. So I don't know. I was just wondering because I remember.
Come on, what are you trying to get at?
I saw a trailer and I thought it looked spooky. And seeing as how this is a spooky episode, I thought I'd bring it up.
I thought the same thing because I was like, even on the trailer, it was like all in kanji too. I was like, oh, is this a Josh? It was Josh Brolin in it, right?
Yeah.
I was like, why is Josh Brolin in a Japanese movie? They even got me with like the marketing behind it. I was like, ooh, it's a spooky Japanese movie.
Yeah.
No, it's an American movie, but it's from the director of Barbarian, and he was a member of the comedy group Whitest Kids You Know. And so there's like some funny parts to it also.
I was gonna say, so it's a comedy.
Dramedy? I mean, there are dark funny parts, like darkly funny parts to it. But yeah, I mean, I'm in the minority of not really liking it. A lot of people did like it, so don't take my word for it.
Well, I oftentimes take your word because I don't generally like scary movies anyway. So it's not like I'm going to be like testing them, being like, oh, let's see if this one's any good. It's
I just don't like them all around. Like we found it was a great idea that after the kids couldn't hang with the mummy. We put them to bed and then went downstairs and watched The Thing, which my wife also got on Blu-ray. And after starting it, I was like, I don't know that I've ever seen this movie at all.
Wait, Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a banger.
And yeah, when I think like of, when of I hear people
Carpenter's
say
best movies.
Yeah, like when I hear people say The Thing, in my mind, I actually think I'm thinking of the movie The Mist. Because when like all the stuff started happening, I was like, what the fuck? This dog's head just split in half. I was like, I've never seen this before. And I feel like that's something I would remember in a movie.
Yeah. I don't remember.
It's pretty gruesome.
But it starts off so confusing. I was like, why are these guys trying to kill this dog? Why are they throwing grenades? Why did they blow themselves up and they shot another person and then nobody else just wanted to do anything about it? They're like, oh, hey, guy. No, it's okay. It's a wolf coming at us. It's fine.
I guess I don't remember it very well.
It starts off really strange.
The end. Yeah.
There was that actually reminds me of there was a tweet that I saw, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was like I was watching a movie with somebody. I was watching The Thing with somebody, and they were saying, "Why are they shooting at the dog?" It's like, and they said, "Is this your first movie you've ever seen? If you keep watching, they'll give you more information."
Oh, is this your first time with moving pictures?
I don't know about you, Jake, but I do say that to my kids quite a bit. They're like, what's he going to do? I was like, if you be quiet, you will find out.
No, instead my
what's
my
it if you me. If you sh- if, sh- if you sh- if you shut up for a minute, they're gonna say it right now.
Yeah, what was the question that was supposed to be answered?
how has Halloween changed over time?
Oh, that's basically. Right, my Alzheimer's
almost forgot
prevented me from
I mean, I can't speak to like remember. The like
rambling rods over here
when it first started, but
yeah, I remember talking to my grandpa about Halloween, or no, I guess it was my dad about Halloween on No, maybe it was my grand. It doesn't matter. Anyway, but it was an old man, I think regardless. It was an old guy. No, but they were talking about how it was. It was just like a fun time that basic. It sounded basically the same. I do think that things have gotten a little more commercialized. Like I think people used to make their costumes a lot more and be more creative around the time as opposed to just going out and buying costumes.
It just used to be like spooky jack-o'-lanterns on your porch, and maybe you had a orange and fluorescent light on your porch or something like that. Now it's like, yeah, like you guys are saying, you go to the Home Depot and it's like, oh, do you want the 18 foot or the 24 foot?
Right.
You know, or like, do you want this werewolf that you put in your yard and it actually has eyes that will like track, but they're all LEDs? I was like,
yeah.
Well, I feel like it's also changed. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like kids don't go out like from house to house as much anymore. It's more of like, you'll go trick or treating, like you'll go to your like downtown area or your like a parking lot and do the trunk or treat thing or whatever, and go, you know, like with the downtown thing, go to different businesses or whatever. Like people don't really, it seems like that's less and less of a thing of going up to strangers' houses and asking for candy.
We still did that in New Jersey, and there's a whole neighborhood, like a street that's right next to us that has a ton of families on it, and there's on Halloween there's like a whole contingent of like basically the whole street is full of kids and parents.
We definitely still do. I would say what I've noticed is it's just younger kids and not that like the teens kind of dropped out on it. It's still definitely a thing, but I can't remember the last time I saw like, you know, like me and Ryan used to go out. I think we were like 17 and we went out. And I felt like that was kind of old to be going out for trick or treating, but it just seems like it's a little kid thing now.
Yeah. I mean, now all the hooligans are like, why go from house to house when we can just shoplift this from the Safeway or whatever?
I'll ride my e-bike to the next town over.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, like we haven't had trick or treaters since we've lived in our house.
Do you have families that live near you?
Because
I know there's a church there, but like, do you have, are you in like a neighborhood?
There's only one house with kids on our street. So,
yeah.
So when
you guys were kids, Brandon, you had to go somewhere like to.
We would go to like different neighborhoods and walk around and.
In Sandy or in Gresham or.
We do both, I think.
Oh, yeah. You went like inner city? Damn.
Well, we would meet up with family or friends or something like that and do that in like Gresham.
Yeah, it would be times. Like I would go with my cousins or whatever and we would all go.
Right.
You know, the weird thing, like thinking back on it is for all the times we spent together as kids, like between all 365 days in a year, Halloween was one we never really spent that much time together on.
Yeah. I guess not.
It's kind of weird.
I also feel like something that's changed with Halloween is that it feels like Halloween season is kind of extended. Like it's like starting in late summer.
All the seasons are extended. Here's the other thing.
Blame the Dollar Tree. The Dollar Tree puts all their shit out so early.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that as kids, we would probably notice it when we went into a store with our families, but now we're going into places like Home Depot and Lowe's and stuff for stuff for ourselves, and we're I would guess more observant going to these places. And I am certainly shocked every time I go into one of these places and see the next sort of season or holiday paraphernalia out. And I'm just like, oh, okay, we're already there. Okay.
Well, we were in Costco in August and they had Halloween stuff out. And then we were there in September and it was like, oh, all the Halloween stuff is almost gone. And they've shrunk it down to this one section and now they have Christmas stuff out.
Yep. which is insane. They should still have, yeah.
It's like it's not even Halloween yet, and Halloween's over a month away, and they've like kind of shrunk it down to this one section, and
yeah, all the it's already on for the next.
Yeah,
it's they're mimicking. I feel like fashion does that. Clothing stores do that. They always have like the next season like
on sale.
Like yeah.
They're a little backwards though. You know, it's like you're going into September, and it's like get your. Like if you go to Lincoln City right now to the Pacific Sun Outlet Mall, it's like, oh yeah, get your board shorts. It's like, fuck, it's October. It's almost November.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it just feels like it's more like heavily marketed.
Like it doesn't feel as spontaneous or I don't know. It also makes it feel with like how commercialized it is that you don't get to have your own individuality on it. Like I feel like a lot of houses used to love having their own kind of unique spin. And that's something that I think we've seen less and less of. It's like, oh, they got a Home Depot. Every other home has a Home Depot, this kind of a thing for decoration.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it seems like you see... There's more of like a homogenous sort of feel to it with like, oh, these three houses on my block have the 13-foot skeletons and that sort of thing.
Or like I remember walking past houses that went all out for decorations that would put like strobe lights in their windows and they'd have those little sound boxes and thing. I was like, dang, do they listen to that all night long? Like, that's an intense decoration because I feel like I was going by there later. But yeah, the people that were like really into it, I don't feel like we have those people anymore. They're like into it.
I also feel like some of the decorations have gotten like more gruesome. Like it used to be, you know, like a ghost or a witch or a pumpkin. And now you see like... you know, severed body parts and like blood splattered stuff, like all the like, you know, people wrapped in plastic sheets and, you know, all these.
It's no longer just the dangly ball that's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, I like horror movies and I love Halloween, but I do kind of miss the sort of like kind of cute sort of aspect of it where
just sort of like classier and less sort of
that's
like
how you know you're becoming grotesque. Old it's just so crude. Everything has to be so gross.
Okay, so how much do you guys think that the decorations have like dialed up the gruesomeness is due to things like The Walking Dead and you know, even things like what was that? Walter White.
Breaking Bad.
Like the level of sort of overt gruesomeness that comes with our media. I think specifically The Walking Dead, like that was just like really, really attainable, high quality gore that like everybody has seen at this point. I feel like that probably sort of paved the way for
I almost feel like there's a difference between like Halloween decoration and just horror, and I feel like the horror genre has kind of come up a little bit heavier with what you're talking about, Jake. Like Nightmare on Elm Street is a or Halloween for example is definitely a Halloween movie, but then with all the saws and everything, it's like those aren't really Halloween movies, they're just horror.
Yeah, we were driving on the coast a couple weeks ago, and we drove by a house that was like they had what looked like a body wrapped in black plastic, like hanging from a tree in their yard. It's like that's just disturbing. Jesus. Like that doesn't make you feel like festive or anything.
Wait. This is on the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably just they hadn't cleaned it up yet.
I mean, it did look realistic. I mean, it could have been, they could have murdered somebody, but it looked very real. But it's like, that's like, I don't know. To me, that's a bummer. Like, I don't know. Just put some like fake tombstones or something in your yard if you
right
want
but I think that's the I think that's the trend, right? I think because of things like
just the shock the value
dead and but it, but yeah, you have to turn it up to get that same level of you know, excitement around it or whatever. I don't know.
Like, there actually is a house in the next neighborhood over from us that does a full haunted house through, they have a 3-car garage and it starts in their driveway. And like, there's a clown out front that takes your tickets and he's like, get inside. And it's obviously free. So the people that like still put effort into it is really cool. But again, going back to like, is it Halloween or is it horror? Like the whole thing was just shock value of like clowns chopping things up. And I was like, I appreciate effort.
I don't know when the last time you guys were in a spirit Halloween store, but it is a lot of like evil, violent clowns and like, zombie stuff and body parts and like a lot of their decorations and things.
We are
and
old though, because
they also have it in sexy version. Sexy
we are,
body part
we are
clowns.
Definitely getting old though, because I remember, I feel like, I don't have a specific memory, but I have like a general memory of us going into stores like that, like pre-Halloween, and being like, woo, and like putting on the masks and being like, woo,
and never buying,
you know, never buying anything, but like, you know, getting
there's
a kick
the,
out of it.
There's a store that sells like Halloween costumes and props and then also sex toys that's in New Orleans that Matt and I went to. And I had been in there before.
No, we didn't. But, what are you talking about?
Well, it's like just, half just like
you did
like half Halloween store,
somebody else,
and then half sex shop. But the
never made it to that side.
Do you remember Matt seeing
I
that,
do I do
decoration of like the woman that's like bound up and like gagged or whatever, like tied up and like beat up? That's like that's disturbing. Like she's like very realistic looking. Like it's like a dummy thing.
Yeah. I feel like also anybody that ever purchases that should be placed on some sort of watch list.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can. Like, you can have this.
Yeah.
But we're selling your card information.
We're
going to
keep
just
an
so
eye
you
on
know.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is your one, you get one warning.
Yeah.
Don't mess this up.
Yeah. What was the name? Speaking of sex toy places with horror themes, what was the name of that that dragon?
Oh, I just ended it this episode. Bad Dragon. We talk about
Bad Dragon.
A lot in that one.
Oh yeah, Bad Dragon.
That's who's performing at Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, Bad Dragon.
A bunch of dildos. Just...
I mean, they've already been hitting the. They've already been throwing them. May as well keep them for props.
Now for the Bad Dragon halftime show, Bad Bunny.
Presented by
Pepsi
Surge.
Halftime show. I'm sure you probably could get a Bad Bunny on that website.
Anyway, Bad Dragon, if you're listening, sponsor us.
Yeah, we could use a sponsor.
Actually, we will actually give you a 50-50 residual split on all of our Patreon content also.
Oh yeah,
just sponsor us.
Just send us, dangle that carrot, dangle that tentacle.
That's what they want. Yeah, there you go. That's better.
I would love to hear what the ad copy would be for that, for reading ads.
We can make them for you, just so you know. Like, yeah, we'll if you them. Want us, like, we have our own internal creative department. Just sponsor us. Bad Dragon.
Well, fuck my ass. That's a good prize.
You have Jake's cowboy intro. Gather around now, y'all.
Yeah. Strap this onto your thigh.
Skin that smoke wagon.
Skin that smoke wagon.
Now, I rode in here on a horse, but what if it was the other way around?
I think we're onto something.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely onto something.
All right.
What did Reddit community say about?
Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't read their
getting answers. Old
the question.
This one says the top answer is pillowcases were normal candy bags. Yeah, kids also did it alone. Parents stayed home while the kids went out and came back once they ran out of houses. costumes were also homemade a lot more. This person says, in recent years, Halloween has been drastically morphing. A lot of trunk or treat and location-based trick-or-treating has been taking over the classic house-based trick-or-treating. Also, there's a lot more focus on parents going with. Licensed costumes have also gotten more and more popular over time. It used to be that homemade was more expected. I see more driving during Halloween night nowadays. When I was young, most folks knew that kids were walking around the neighborhood, so they tried not to drive as much. At the very least, they would drive slowly while going in or out of neighborhoods. I don't see that kind of consideration anymore.
Mm-mm. Slow down!
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these answers make me feel like, is it more dangerous than it would have been back then?
Well, this person says 80s and 90s were wild. Neighborhoods were packed with kids running around in all directions with their friends, mostly unsupervised. We'd be out for hours and hours until our brown grocery bags were too heavy to carry. It was lively and fun. We had parades and parties at school full of activities and tons of sugar, uninhibited fun. My kids now don't go out for as long as we did, just an hour or two in my neighborhood, and all the parents tag along. School doesn't celebrate Halloween. It is character day, and there's no parade, no party that is allowed to involve food. It's so much more controlled now.
Yeah. Also, the trunk or treat thing. I was like, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Like, I appreciate the trunk or treat is like a quick hit for the kids, but it's like, maybe we should trust each other more, guys. Let your kids out after dark and just let them run amok.
Well, I feel
we gotta look out for those immigrants, you know?
Like older movies, it was always like the parent, like in old horror movies, it's like the parents are like dressed in costume. It's like, okay, we're going to go out getting drunk with our friends at a house party. You kids are on your own. And like, it felt like maybe the adults were getting up to their own sort of adult version of Halloween while they left their kids alone.
I definitely remember going to some of those parties with my parents. And I think we even hosted kind of one of them it was fun. Like all the kids were there, but it was like a party in the garage. I do think there is parents are going to have their own party. Like, you kids know where home is. Treat them like cats, right? Like, you release them at night. It's like, I mean, when they get tired, they know where they're going to want to sleep. They know how to get back here.
Yeah.
Also, the idea I do wonder, like, cell phones have created this world in which everyone is able to be contacted immediately. And even for kids that don't have it, like, the concept of being able to know where someone's location is at all times is a relatively new one for the general populace. So like in the 80s and 90s, like, which of course they weren't trying to keep track of them. What's that?
Which means we should trust each other more. It's like, I know where they're gonna be.
You're right. Right. Because when that wasn't even an option, you'd be like, yeah, go live a little.
But also, if you didn't have that same mentality in the 80s, we wouldn't have as many mom podcast, murder mystery podcast as we do now.
Interesting. Yeah, true.
On a similar note, something that does bug me is, you know, people are always like, you're like, oh, these kids, like, these millennials are so soft, or they're, you know, whatever, millennials are blah blah blah, whatever people say about millennials or Gen Z or whatever and younger. It's like, well, who,
whatever letter
them?
We're on now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
How do you think
this happened?
Yeah, who raised
they
them
on their own?
Yeah. Anyway, like, when people are like, oh, all the participation trophies, and it's like, the kids weren't handing themselves participation trophies. You adults were. Like, you did, you know, whatever you're complaining about is your problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a gripe I have about.
Yeah.
No, I people agree, complain about years. Like the previous generation.
And also it's the tale as old as time, right? There's been no situation in which the generation before has been like, this one's a good hatch. Like, this one, we did a good batch on this one.
No, like, our grandparents were complaining about our parents listening to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones or whatever, and then, like, our great-great-grandparents were complaining about them, like, driving hot rods or whatever, you know, like that.
Right, right.
Yeah. Complained about the Beatles, and my parents complained about Marilyn Manson. God, they're pretty much the same thing.
No.
um, Let's see. Next one. I actually have two more questions. They're both pretty quick. So,
okay.
This one is from the subreddit Flicks, from username Bogey J. They ask, which movie monster would be most terrifying in real life?
Hmm.
And they say in their question, John Carpenter's The Thing, by far, in my opinion. It's not blah, 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 whatever. Which movie monster, in your opinion, would be the scariest if it existed in our real world?
Yeah, I mean, I think The Thing is up there. I think this isn't, I don't think of Predator as being a movie, like a movie monster, but like,
I think it's a movie monster.
Yeah. Predator is pretty horrifying.
Or that.
But
alien xenomorph.
Or the alien, right? The xenomorph. Yeah, no, that's not great.
Mine goes different. I would say werewolves and vampires.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking more like eclectic Halloween.
Yeah, or like things. What about classic Halloween, like Frankenstein, the
fuck, Freddy Krueger. I mean, like, I wouldn't ever want to sleep. If that was real, I wouldn't want to sleep at
Freddy
all.
Oh, yeah, Freddy Krueger would be a bad Freddy one. Kruger's
that's
a,
pretty terrible.
What about
Matt, you don't remember your dreams, right? So like, you're fine.
What?
You don't remember your dreams, so you're fine.
Lately I have been.
Oh no.
And they've been weird. They've been weird.
What about like Godzilla? Like,
I don't
is that Halloween?
Big old kaiju.
Well, I mean, just it just says monsters in general. Yeah.
Yeah, like a big kaiju from Pacific.
I mean, in any of the like that would suck to have to deal with. But like Matt, you said, like Dracula or just any vampires or werewolves or whatever that'd be.
Literally any of them from Monsters, Inc. Horrifying.
I do.
Next question.
I do. I would say the most fun would probably be, like, for me, Gremlins. I think that'd be just kind of silly. So be like running around just like, it's just, as long as you have a baseball bat, you can defeat the thing. So you're going around, you're like, true, boom, that's silly. Boom.
Teeth are so sharp. I feel like they're like kind of like sharks, but with legs.
But you have to admit, like, of all the situations to be in, that would be like kind of the most silly.
Like, or like a Slimer.
Slimer, yeah. Oh, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Well, that's destructive.
Yeah, that's destructive. No, have you guys seen, speaking of Gremlins, you've seen the Key and Peele sketch on
The third one,
like Gremlins 2.
Yeah,
like,
Gremlins 2. That's such a good one.
Speaking of Ghostbusters, Viggo the Carpathian, he'd be pretty scary if
That's true. Yeah.
Or a Blair Witch. What
about... Yeah, I don't like this game anymore.
Headless Horseman, like to live during that time. The Headless Horseman, because you all have muzzle loaders and I don't know, everything is a witch, I guess. You have like a village with so much superstition.
Listen, witches, like real witches. Like, I'm sorry, not real witches. If witches were real, like that. Being like sort of infiltrating and taking like Satan's a good one.
No, JK, because real witches these days are all just purple haired unemployed people.
Jake, I know you don't like horror movies, but have you ever seen the Witch by Robert Eggers, or spelled like the Vitch with two V's?
No.
That is a W, but yeah.
Stylistically, it looks like two V's next to each other. Vavitch? But it's the witch. But like,
to be fair, if it was Vavitch, I'd be less scared. I'd be like, okay.
Ooh, I'm Vavitch.
It takes place in colonial times in the U.S., and they use period-specific language in it. And
God.
It's about a witch that lives in the woods outside this village, and it's really spooky, but it's really good, and I feel like you would appreciate it from...
Let me tell you why it didn't win any awards, though. Because everything you just said. Oh, it's colonial time. They use old proper
there's
tongues,
a talking goat in it named Black Phillip. And
I like that.
He's basically Satan. Like, he's the embodiment of Satan, but he's a black goat that these farmers own. And like he asks like this girl, like, "Wouldst thou like to live deliciously?" And
I like that. That sounds
thy be Arby's. We have thy meat.
Oh, it's but it's Anya Taylor-Joy. She's been in
she's like a little girl in it. Yeah, I think I know you don't like horror movies, and I will say it is kind of unsettling. I don't know,
you got him rubbing himself.
It's pretty unsettling. But I think you should check it out this Halloween season.
Okay. Thanks for the rec.
Because it has the period-specific dialogue. And
You're trying to make him spooked, Brandon, not erect.
Yeah.
Just like,
I will say there are bad things that happen to babies in it, but... I mean, it's about a witch.
I mean, a lot of things in those days. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Can I get a hell yeah?
Just make me feel better.
Anyway.
Shout out to all my dead babies from the, like, 1200s.
Shout out to Colic. Hey.
Or Jaws, like a Jaws shark. That would suck. Like a shark
that had vengeance.
Yeah, that had a sense of like retribution or whatever, like yeah, or a vendetta against you. Okay. Well, I guess I should read some of the answers.
Jake's got one. What's the Planet of the Apes?
Monkeys,
apes, yeah. Apes. If apes are like suddenly become like, hey, fuck you guys, we're in bad shape.
That is one of the like. Have like nothing you can do. Like you board up your windows, they can rip that off with like
finger.
That is pretty terrifying.
Weren't we passing around the hairless chimpanzee? Didn't we pass that image around? And how horrifying that like he's just like all muscle and like naked.
What?
And scary.
Yeah, I've seen that before, like a bald ape.
Yeah, look up a bald ape and
like a bald chimpanzee.
I'll do it under my work profile.
Yeah, definitely do that.
The top answer here is a xenomorph, just a relentlessly terrifying creature.
Gross. So gross. It looks like people that go to my athletic club.
Stand too close to you in the shower.
They have about the same spinal curve too.
Oh no.
Sorry.
This person says the interdimensional creatures from The Mist, which was mentioned earlier. The Matt thing.
Is that the movie, spoiler alert, is that the movie where he kills his family and then the military shows up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Got it.
This person says all of them. I would shit myself at a gremlin.
That's a good answer. We did list about all of them.
Yeah, Godzilla, Cenobites from the Hellraiser movies.
What about like I don't know about like a Chucky doll, the Chucky?
Yeah,
to me that's never been like spooky.
I think those movies are fun, but yeah, like creepy dolls don't scare me
except like Annabelle.
I don't know. Have you ever unexpectedly found yourself in a room with porcelain dolls?
Yeah,
I've been to a number of estate sales. Yes,
yeah. But
that's what I mean. At night, and I know it's just like influenced by
under blankets.
My fear of them is only from media, but like still, I'm like, ooh, I don't know.
My grandparents used to own porcelain doll, like porcelain clowns that were like. They look like Cirque du Soleil characters almost.
I know what you're talking about.
Pretty
like the carnival type looking,
Like super skinny, and they're always like posed, like to be on Yeah, and when we would stay over at their house, like sometimes there wasn't too many of us kids and we had to sleep out there, and they were like sitting on the windowsill, like looking down. It's like, ugh.
I do see that kind of decor around, like with like the jestery sort of like French clown or whatever. It's like, who is this for? Who, I guess your grandparents are the answer.
Who will open my jar of rainbows? Yeah,
it was an aesthetic, and I feel like there's still some of that in like the East Coast and like specifically like the Northeast. There's still a little bit of that, you know, well, old French.
Put them down.
Oh, Jesus.
No, the doll. Like, yeah, get rid of them.
Oh, I thought you meant like the people that collect them. Like, it's time to put them out to pasture.
That's, well, they're probably getting there.
All right, our final question. This should be a fun one. This comes.
What happens when you die?
This comes to us from the subreddit Too Afraid to Ask. Username Big Ol' Shlong Dong. They ask.
My man.
I remember asking this.
He or she asks, your Halloween costume. your Halloween costume is sexy plus the last thing you Google searched. What is it?
Ooh. Oh, good one. All right, let's see.
yours is going to be hairless chimpanzee.
Sexy bald, sexy bald hairless chimpanzee. Sexy hairless chimpanzee.
Sexy bad dragon.
Oh shit, mine's sexy the witch movie. Hold on. I'll find a better one. Oh, I've been interviewing for, or not interviewing, but I've been like looking for work. So mine are like a bunch of different like companies.
Mine is sexy Book of Mormon length of show.
my last one on my phone today was would be sexy speed test.
Mine are like addresses.
Or sexy TMZ Dolly Parton.
Hilarious. Sexy TMZ Dolly Parton.
Because she's going to die.
This is
not really spooky, but or funny, but have you guys seen the, on YouTube, there's a channel called Dequitem, Dequitem. It's these like these Nordic guys, I guess, or Swedish guys, and they reenact like medieval battling, like one-on-one medieval fights, but it's so aggressive and it's so realistic and it's really uncomfortable to watch. I would recommend doing that because it's sort of like intended to show you how like stressful and uncomfortable and horrific like knights battling actually looked like.
And so you would be sexy one of those guys.
I'd be a sexy knight.
I would be,
or sexy, the guy selling the pickle at the Ren Fair.
Oh, right, at the Ren Fair. Yeah. What's yours, Brandon?
Choice Extra Southwest.
Sexy choice hotels.
No, I was looking up like on Southwest Airlines what their choice extra thing meant. Or sexy how to install a utility sink in laundry room. Ooh, sexy Neville Chamberlain.
Oh, that's sexy. That's just redundant, right?
Sexy desktop computer. Yeah,
I don't know that I have any good ones. Are there any good responses?
Sexy Carpathian Mountains.
I have here sexy Better one. Business Bureau response portal.
That was sexy TSA liquid rules.
You could just be a sign with your dick poking through.
Oh,
What?
I just found one of mine. It's a sexy Hatsune Miku, which is like a anime pillow doll or pillow person. I'd heard the name before and someone said it and I was like, what is that? And I looked it up and I was like, oh shit, I should not have Googled this.
Too
late. The top answer here is sexy affordable coffins. sexy sun-dried tomatoes. Sexy white trash Halloween. Sexy dove scrub. Sexy Christmas countdown easel.
That's the similar thing, like a, but just having your dick hanging out of whatever the countdown easel is.
Sexy speed test. Sexy Norway.
That was just my sexy speed test. Oh, no. That's good. Next to a sexy bald chimpanzee.
Sexy female combatants in World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Jeez.
Well, that's a good Halloween episode. If I'm not mistaken.
Boogly boogly. But thank you all for listening. And thank you to our loyal patrons for supporting the show. If you haven't already, head over to Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense to show your support. Watch us over on YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Also, feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. And after you've done all that, please also rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. We'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense. I do have something to take us out on.
Oh, better do that. Whatever I just did.
So goodbye, everybody, and remember, please, for the next day or so, the terrible lesson you learned tonight. That grinning, glowing, globular invader of your living room is an inhabitant of the pumpkin patch, and if your doorbell rings and nobody's there, that was no Martian. It's Halloween.